Okay, what do you call a sweet spread that you make? You boil sugar and juice of apples or peaches or strawberries, put it in glasses. Stuff you use on toast or in the morning. Preserves, you know, if it's a sweet thing, you boil sugar and juice of apples or peaches or strawberries, put it on toast or...
Well, I don't know as I know of any name for that.
Well, isn't
toast? They have toast.
No, what you put on toast? A lot of people put this sweet thing on toast. When they have their toast in the morning, it shakes. You know, it's made from. So you can have strawberry or raspberry or
shortcake.
No, it's what you, maybe what you put on a shortcake, you know, like jam or...
Well, if you put jam on a shortcake, you just...
Do you ever do that?
I don't believe I would have any special name for that.
Some people call it jelly, you ever heard?
Well, they have a jelly you put on bread, toasted bread, after it's toasted.
What kind of things do you have on the table? That you're gonna put on your food, you know, in shakers.
Well, you have pepper, salt, vinegar.
And salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
All that purple thing.
All right. If there's some apples in a little kid wants one. He says.
He says, "I want an apple."
Okay.
Oh.
He says, "You want to say give?" He says, "Give me a,
give me an apple."
Okay. If you're saying, you're talking about some boys over there. You say it wasn't these boys. It must have been
one of those boys over there.
Okay. All right. If you're now, if you're pointing to something way off, you're pointing to a tree or something, you might say it's over.
Way off.
It's you might say that tree is.
Over on the other side of the field or hill.
Say, back there, over yonder, something like that.
Over yonder.
Okay. And if a person lives a good deal down the street, say Mr. Armstrong down there, you'd say he lives...
A little further down the street.
But if you'd say he lives over there, over yonder, or back there.
Well, which way it was, you could say he lives down the street, or he lives up the street. Mm-hmm. And which way he lived, if it was upgrade or upgoing.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering about that. How do you? I've often thought about that. Like how would you set something is up, if something's up a place or down a place, how would you judge? You wouldn't judge just north or south. You'd judge over, like you said, over if he's up a grade or
well, it'd
down
be
a grade
if you could do like the road was graded up or was going up a little.
What would you say about like if somebody lived in Georgia? You'd say they lived down in Georgia?
Yeah, that's where they're speaking here. They're speaking Georgia is a lower. Mm-hmm. Climate or lower level than up in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. If you didn't understand something I said, if I mumbled, I went, and you didn't hear me, you didn't understand what I said, what would you say?
Well, they say pardon now, say pardon, or they used to say, I didn't understand you.
You ever say things like, what's that, or what, or
what you say?
What's that?